Welcome to the Teach Music Online podcast, where we help music teachers thrive. I'm Carly Walton, your host, and on this podcast, we discuss marketing strategies, tech for online teaching, mindset for growth, course creation, and so much more. No matter where you are in your journey, here you'll receive weekly inspiration to boost your studio success. Thanks for joining me. Hey teachers, welcome back. I'm so happy you're here for a really special, awesome episode. I have been writing this one out, brainstorming, researching, doing all the things for a while for this topic, and I am just so excited. It has all come together so perfectly, and I have so many things to share with you today. Before jumping into today's episode, I want to share a review with you. This comes from Jason Rivera, one of our incredible TMO members. He said, "TMO is awesome. It is a highly structured course with a very supportive community of professional music teachers. As I'm working through the course, I've implemented many small and some big changes in the way that I run my teaching business, all for the better. It's amazing how one suggestion of a new approach, new teaching tool, etc., can have a massive impact on one's effectiveness as a music teacher and on one's business. I cannot recommend TMO more. Carly, her courses, and the TMO community are the real deal." Thank you, Jason, for your thoughtful review. What Jason shared reinforces our mission here at Teach Music Online: to empower music teachers with the tools, strategies, and support they need to excel in the online teaching space. I really appreciate how he mentioned that one suggestion of a new approach can have a massive impact on the effectiveness of a business. Isn't that so true? Your success is often a result of who you surround yourself with and who you've chosen to be your business mentors. I really love that. And I really love that you have tuned into the Teach Music Online podcast, where hopefully I can bring some of those new light bulb moments to you. Now, if you have found value in the Teach Music Online podcast, I have a small favor to ask. Please take a moment to leave a review for us on iTunes. Your reviews help other music teachers discover this resource and join us in transforming their teaching businesses as well. It only takes a minute, but it makes a huge difference in helping us reach and support more teachers like you. To leave a review, find this podcast on iTunes, scroll all the way to the bottom, and tap the 5 stars icon. You can do that from a computer or from your iPhone. Please take time to do that. I would appreciate it so much. Okay, today we are tackling a question that many of you have asked. Is it really possible to create a 6-figure income as an online music teacher? Well, I'm here to walk you through 5 key reasons why it's not only possible, but achievable for many of you who are listening right now. I want to quote a question that someone posted inside the Teach Music Online free Facebook community. This is what this teacher posted. Quote, "I'm a public school music educator. I'm transitioning out of that now, and I'm curious if building an online music teaching business is truly financially viable. Long term, I need to make close to $100,000 for financial stability in my area. I see stories of people making it happen, but are these the exceptions, or is this really achievable for people who go full time?" Okay, first of all, I love that people are asking questions like this, being vulnerable, being honest, and sharing their stories inside our community. I think it's great, and I think it encourages some really great discussion. So let's break down this question. This teacher is transitioning out of a public school teaching job and wanting a truthful answer if they can create $100,000 as an income teaching in an online studio. And I want to pause and ask you, what do you think? What is your reaction to this question? Because whatever you're thinking is going to set you up for the rest of this episode. I hope that you are thinking, "I think it's possible," or "Yes, that's possible." But if you're not, my hope today is that you will hear the reasons why this is absolutely possible. Something I like to talk about is our thought patterns, our mindset, how we view ourselves in our business. You have the ability to set yourself up for success by how you think about yourself and how you think about your business, your growth, your studio growth. If you have a lot of negativity running through your mind constantly, you will not have success. It is documented. Those who have success have a positive mindset. So we're going to do that today. I'm going to help you with this positive mindset by giving you some really solid reasons for how this is possible. Okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I'm getting so excited, but I wanted to share a few replies to this question from inside the Facebook group because I think it's good to hear what other teachers have to say and to share a little bit of contrasting opinions, if you will. Okay, so here's the first one. 100K a year? I'm not sure you would be able to make that much teaching online as the competition is greater, i.e. others are charging less. Ooh, scary. Making that much as a private teacher would be extremely hard unless you were charging upwards of $75 per lesson. Remember, you'll have lots of unpaid prep work and admin work, emails to parents, finances, etc. Okay, end of comment. So unpaid prep work and admin work is absolutely a hurdle for teachers. And I want to speak to that because I know that's on a lot of teachers' minds. But is that something that is keeping you from charging more? Is that something that's keeping you from being more productive in your business? If it is, then there are ways around that. We can resolve that with business automations, with scheduling, with doing all of these things automated so that you're not wasting time. I think this teacher was trying to say, you'd have to teach a lot, but you can't teach a lot because you have all the admin work. Well, we can resolve that quickly. Okay, here's another comment. You can do it, but whether you're teaching online or in person, it's a new business. It takes time to build it up. So that's something you might want to think about when you're transitioning. I would suggest going to the group teaching route if you want to make that kind of money. Being in the TMO membership will teach you everything. I'm not just saying that. TMO literally saved my business. And I'm not going to disclose who made this comment, but I think that is absolutely right. Having the mentality that it's a new business, especially to this teacher who's transitioning out of a career teaching in music education at a school, we do need to be realistic and it does take time to build it up. And then I love that she mentioned that you can learn all of it inside Teach Music Online. That's why I created it, so that it doesn't feel like this brand new thing that you have no idea where to start. We can help you. We can give you the roadmap. Okay, here's another comment. I think these are so great. Exclusively online teacher here, after being a public ed music teacher. I think making that much would be difficult and a constant hustle to find students. I wanted to share what this teacher said because I think all of us need to be careful about the advice we share with others online. The experience of one teacher can be completely different from the experience of another, and in this case, there is no context given. This teacher is just wanting to warn people that it's a constant hustle. So you can share whatever you want online, but I think it's helpful to give a little more context and share like why it feels like a hustle. We don't know what this teacher is doing or if they've had success or if they haven't. They're just letting this person know that it's a hustle. And it's just making me laugh because I think there's way, way more positive ways to share feedback. Okay, and then here is the last one that I'm going to share. This is from Kat. She is a member of TMO and I have admired her and her business ethics and everything she's done for years. And I think what she shares is gold. She says, "Hello, here to encourage you that yes, it is absolutely 100% doable to be online only, make 100K and more without running yourself to the ground teaching private lessons. I have 2 hybrid lessons, but all the rest are online. To me, the answer is group lessons. It's the best thing. It may not be for everyone, but I love the camaraderie and the relationships that students develop with each other. Because of that, I have a high retention rate. I'm not always losing students and have to keep filling my schedule. Best of all, my teaching hours are only 15 hours a week because I can reach more people with less time. The other part about this, you have to know your value. Don't charge anything less than what you think you should get paid, and then you have to over-deliver. My students and families know without a doubt that I love them and care for them so much. They know this isn't just about piano for me. It's much deeper than just teaching music. It's about teaching them life skills that will equip them in whatever they do. I see myself as more of a life coach than just a piano teacher, and I operate my classes that way. Because of that, no one bats an eye when I charge the amount I want to get paid." Amen, teachers. Wow, we could just end there. I think every single thing Kat shared is gold, and I want to encourage you to listen to teachers who have been successful. While it's helpful to source the internet for answers, I would invite you to seriously consider looking to mentors and others who have had success rather than sifting through Facebook groups, because often it just leads to confirmation bias. If you're feeling like, oh, I don't think I can do this, and then you have 10 teachers post you can't do it, you're going to believe them. But if you look to those who have done it and have been successful, you will have so many ideas and feel energized and inspired. There's so many things Kat said that we could talk about, but one thing that I know about Kat, who wrote this, was that she has had several different careers, and she's tried numerous ways to build her studio base until she found what worked, and then she started to scale. We're going to come back to this a little bit later, but wow, what an inspiring message from Kat. We're about to dive into these 5 reasons why running a successful online music studio is possible, and my invitation to you today is to consider an alternative approach. I hear teachers often frustrated with marketing, students who quit, parents who aren't willing to pay, inability to start group lessons, lack of engagement in lessons. If you haven't been able to reach your income goals and you are doing the same things you have always done, nothing will ever change. Nothing is going to change unless you change. So today I'm going to give you some new ideas and spark some creativity for reaching a bigger income goal. Please know that just hearing these things will not create the outcome you want. Taking action and trying new things and stepping outside of your comfort zone is when big things happen. I have seen this again and again. Implementing changes brings about great results. And if you don't know where to start, that's where I come in. I'm just so happy you're listening, because this is exactly where you need to be. Before diving into our 5 reasons, I wanted to mention that in episode 115 of this podcast, I cover how doing some simple backwards math will help you know exactly what to charge for your ideal number of students to create this income. So I won't be breaking down that math in this episode, but please go back and listen to episode 115 so that you can learn how to calculate this perfectly, which will also help you grasp the numbers and shift your mindset around your income goals. Okay, here we go. Reason number 1 for why this is possible is scalability. When you teach your instrument online, you get to teach students anywhere in the world. Think about that. Anywhere in the world. We have a teacher inside the Teach Music Online community who is working with students in 15 different countries. Marketing to those students comes from a combination of providing a high-value studio, which we'll talk about in a minute, an amazing online presence that shows social proof, and connecting with groups of people in other locations. You can't expect to reach those people without finding ways and communities to reach them. I think it's amazing that she has students in all of these different countries. She even travels to some of those countries to do in-person recitals with them. And I hopefully am going to get her on the podcast soon so we can hear all about it. When you have a broad student base, suddenly your teaching hours open up beyond those few after-school teaching hours when you're used to teaching. So now you can teach in the morning, and because you're teaching in the morning, you can expand your teaching hours, which helps you expand your income. I know a lot of teachers feel tied down to the hours of like 3 to 6 p.m., which you can only fit a few students in those hours. So this will immensely help increase your income if you're able to find students in other time zones, or I'll mention right now, work with homeschool students or work with adults. There are so many other ways to teach outside of those hours. One common issue we have with TMO members is that they grow so much within their first year that they then don't know what to do with the additional inquiries. And this might not be an obvious issue because you'd think, oh, wow, lucky them. They have more students than they need. But it really can feel that way. It can feel like a problem when you as the teacher miss out on an opportunity to teach that student, which leads us to our next point. Reason number 2 why this is possible is you can diversify your revenue streams as an online educator. I would love for you to consider yourself a creator. not just a teacher. You are a creator. Your lesson plans, your performances, your compositions, your arrangements, your activities, your on-the-spot games, etc., all are valuable resources that you have created. Now, you might be thinking, well, it's not my method book. No, it's not your method book, but you're creating the lesson on how to deliver it to the student. Is it possible to think of other ways to use and share those resources that you've created to help increase your income? The answer is yes. Now, I understand that this might be brand new territory for you, and be aware that you're going to feel hesitancy and fear because it's new and different and feels hard. I know that you can do hard things, though. We taught through a pandemic, teachers. You can do hard. So, what does diversifying your revenue stream look like? Maybe you've been a traditional teacher most of your life, or maybe you're brand new to this. This looks like a couple of different things. Selling resources on a website or through Teachers Pay Teachers. It could look like creating a recorded video course that you sell on OutSchool. It could look like producing niche workshops that you do a few times a year, creating online courses that you sell to students who are on your wait list, teaching students in groups with videos and worksheets and well-thought-out lesson plans. There are a myriad of ways that you can create an income beyond one-on-one lessons, and I would even add that creates passive income, and I want to encourage you to consider them. Now, are you going to try all of those things? Absolutely not. I would never recommend that, but I would recommend dabbling or trying or going down the road of trying something new. Just one thing that you heard, or one thing that you've heard another teacher do that you felt like, that sounds interesting to me. I think I could do that. You can. But Carly, when will I have time to create something like this? You say. I will tell you that I have never once regretted trying something new. The skills you will learn when you start learning how to produce, create videos, update a website, start email marketing, or skills are skills that you'll be able to use in your business for the rest of your life. So while that's not telling you when you're going to do it, I want to encourage you that it's absolutely worth your time to start learning how. The win happens, of course, in all of the other hours of the day. So when your kids are at school, okay, what if you have little kids? Well, guess what? It's when your kids are napping. TMO was built during naps, everyone. During naps and bedtime. That's when it was built. It's done after dinner in the later hours, and you sacrifice other things. And instead, you get to be creative and learn from other people and start learning new skills. I love it. To help inspire you a little more, one teacher in our TMO community teaches online group lessons to students around the world starting at age 4. Her business is based solely on group lessons, and she also has pre-recorded courses that she sells on OutSchool to students who find her there. They go through those courses when she's full and can't take more students. The opportunities are endless. Another teacher in TMO has 17 plus digital music courses on learning how to play the guitar that he sells through various online platforms. The courses supplement his income greatly as a musician and teacher. And in case you're wondering, inside the Teach Music Online membership, we help you with all of these ideas through our numerous courses for teachers, and then support you as you develop these various methods for income within our group coaching calls and our community. Okay, reason number 3, lower overheads. Maybe this is something that you've not thought about or considered before, but let's think about the overhead for most small businesses. Most small businesses, and I would include brick and mortar studios, have rent or mortgage payments, physical space for operations, whether they rent or own. That represents a significant monthly expense. How about utilities, electricity, possibly water, heating? Insurance, various types of insurance, including property, liability, workers' compensation, salaries and wages, compensation for employees, including benefits, inventory. Small businesses have to have inventory, which is a huge upfront cost, equipment and maintenance, marketing and advertising, taxes, technology, professional services, fees for accountants, lawyers, and other professionals, licenses and permits, transportation and travel, the list goes on. Let's compare this with the cost of renting an online music studio. There are costs. We all know that there are costs. Some of those include website operation, hosting your domain registration, and possibly platform fees for a third-party service if you're running courses like Teachable or Kajabi, software subscriptions for lesson scheduling, video conferencing, Zoom or Skype, equipment. The initial investment in quality recording and audio equipment, microphones, cameras, lighting, and musical instruments, that's probably one of the biggest expenses for your online studio. Professional development, costs associated with further training, maybe certification, attending in-person workshops, taxes. There are taxes on our studios as well. But I wanted to make this comparison to remind you that your expenses as a music studio business owner are small in comparison. You are saving in so many areas when you run an online studio versus an in-person studio where you're renting the space and hiring other teachers. I also want to take the opportunity to remind you that you are a business owner. And that there are going to be costs. So many teachers run away in tears when they see that there are costs. And I'm not exaggerating. I hear teachers complaining all the time. I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for that. And it just boggles my mind because everything that you find that is going to help you improve either your teaching, your automation, or recruiting students is worth the cost because you're a business owner. And usually they're quite small fees to give you the tools you need to be a successful teacher. So you don't need to nickel and dime yourself. Create a budget for expenses that are going to make your life as a teacher easier. I'm writing this down right now. We need to do another episode all about that topic because there are so many really wonderful tools that I think at first glance, we feel friction with, or we feel like, oh, I can't do that, when in reality, it will help you increase your income. Reason number four, premium pricing and value perception. Let's talk about setting competitive rates based on value rather than just time or location. The number of times this discussion comes up in groups on Facebook tells me that it is on a lot of teachers' minds. What do you charge for online lessons? Can you charge the same? Can you charge more? The answer is yes. Guess what, teachers? There is no rule book. There's no law that you have to follow for what you charge for lessons. I recently heard from a colleague who coaches a music teacher who runs an online membership for voice lessons for adults. Okay, I'll say that again. A membership. This person who he coaches runs a membership for adults who are learning voice. Do you want to know what he charges for access to this membership? $800 a month. And yes, you heard that correctly. $800 per month for access. I want to share that number because I think we often don't even consider charging something like that. So what is premium pricing? Premium pricing is not charging what everyone else is charging in your neighborhood or the average of what your friends who you went to college with charge. I would say most teachers I talk to could and should be charging more. When you charge more, the perceived value of your studio goes up. What happens when perceived value goes up? You attract clientele who are looking for the top of the line piano teacher, and that is you. A huge piece of running a successful studio is providing valuable lessons within your studio as well. So we're not just going to charge a lot, we're going to deliver, and we're really good at delivering. Inside Teach Music Online, we help you raise the value of your lessons by automating payments. And you might think, why is that raising the value? Well, it's raising the value because it's not a pain for your parent of your student to pay for lessons anymore. They think, oh gosh, I love Carly's studio because I don't even have to think about paying her. And that's a win. Automating student inquiries and then actually increasing engagement with our students. Those are each crucial for running a studio that keeps students there. In the end, it's not just value perception. It's actually providing value that your students and their parents love. So if you're currently struggling with retention or maybe feeling a little music teacher burnout, I would encourage you to do a basic audit of your studio to gauge where you're at, where your students are at, and what you could change to help increase engagement. I would say all of us should be doing this type of audit every couple of years. I can think of several teachers who we have coached inside Teach Music Online who have surpassed this 100K per year milestone as an online studio owner, and I can confidently say that many of these teachers have done so by sticking with one-on-one lessons with their students and charging a more premium rate. And I want to mention again, go back to episode 115 if you'd like to learn how to calculate this out. There are other teachers I've worked with as well who have a combination of courses or group lessons, but I want you to know that it's possible and that you're in the right place. If you're considering supplementing with other jobs or you're looking for alternative income, stop. Don't do it. You have a passion for teaching and you can make that happen. Let's talk about the last reason, reason number 5, and that is ease of online marketing and brand presence. With some simple steps, you can create a beautiful and well-branded presence online. The world of online marketing can be a huge benefit to teachers who are teaching online. Why? Because you can now reach students anywhere in the world through one Instagram reel or one Facebook Live or one YouTube demo video. You can reach somewhere that you would never have reached through traditional word of mouth or traditional marketing methods. In my opinion, this will really help you zero in on your niche, because the more you zero in, the better chance you have of reaching the perfect student for your studio. Another important distinction for online studio owners is recognizing how cost-effective social media marketing is compared to the alternative of running paid advertising. Again, so many opportunities for you as an online teacher to reach students around the world. I am hoping that by going through these 5 reasons that you feel infused with excitement and that you have several new ideas that will encourage you to boost your ability to grow your studio, and that you have a more positive mindset around making this happen. This is possible for the teachers who take action, think creatively, and find ways to diversify their income and create a valuable studio offering. Before we end, I want to go back to something that Kat said in her comment that I mentioned earlier. This is what she said. My students and families know without a doubt that I love them and care for them so much. They know this isn't just about piano for me. It's much deeper than just teaching music. It's about teaching them life skills that will equip them in whatever they do. I see myself as more of a life coach than just a piano teacher, and I operate my classes that way. Because of that, no one bats an eye when I charge the amount I want to get paid. Kat's philosophy for connecting with her students and treating them in such a loving way is a commonality I have seen across the most successful music teachers. There is no denying that teachers who love what they do and show a sincere interest in the well-being of their students get more referrals and have amazing retention. My question for you is, what did you hear today that rang true to you? What did I share that made you think, yes, that is my next step? Or, yes, that's something that I can do with my business. Stop what you're doing right now, write it down, and put time in your calendar to make those changes. As always, we are here as our TMO community to support you each step of the way. We would love to have you join our membership when doors reopen, so please be sure that you are on our waitlist. Go to teachmusic.online to join the waitlist. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. I know what little time you have to learn what you need to be successful. This is why I created the Teach Music Online membership, the only membership dedicated to helping online studio owners thrive. Here you'll find courses, group coaching, and community, all designed to save you time and help you grow your business. So whether you're hoping to create more engaging lessons, grow a waitlist, create digital courses, or build a new website, we have exactly what you need. And now you can also get online teaching certified with our certification course. To join the waitlist, head over to teachmusic.online and you'll be notified when we open doors to new members. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you there.